Syrian army continues with its operations in the eastern Ghouta region. It has also secured a safe passage for more than 160 families stuck inside the city of Douma. Women, elderly and children have arrived in Damascus with faces that reflect long months of cruelty by militants who have starved them and deprived them of their essential needs. But now they have been resettled in the state accommodation center.
There are about 600 families living here. We're providing them with all sorts of services, such as psychological support for kids, medical care, food and shelter.
We escaped militant brutality in Douma. Everything was expensive. They would steal our food and medicine and then sell it back to us at a higher price.
Meanwhile, 150 armed men and army deserters laid down their arms and surrendered in order to reintegrate into the society.
I was a director for Militant Shura Council in Douma. They are spreading many rumors to prevent people from leaving Ghouta and laying down their arms.
Many believe that the recent development may encourage those who are still holding guns against the government inside Ghouta to take the same path. This is in turn could help shrink the size of clashes around the capital Damascus and give room to more of a national reconciliation agreement. Should this happen, it is going to be just another proof that the Syrian army has the upper hand in the battlefield.
Those families have fled their home because of starvation, which is used by terrorists as a weapon to siege people and use them as a human shield to deter attacks by Syrian army. Zahra Ad-Dirzi, Press TV, Damascus.